Welcome to VGK Today, presented by Circa Sports, where we take you behind the scenes with the defending Stanley Cup champion, Vegas Golden Knights. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Thursday, March 21st, with the VGK in the midst of a four-game homestand, coming off a loss on Tuesday to the Tampa Bay Lightning and preparing for a battle tonight with the Seattle Kraken. Vegas fell by a final score of 5-3 on Tuesday, getting goals from Jonathan Marchessault, Brett Howden, and Ben Hutton in the loss. Marchessault's goal was his 38th of the year and came in his 500th game as a Golden Knight.
Trying to get back on the winning side of things here today. 2-on-1 developing. Theodore to the middle. Eichel to Theodore. Marchessault scores! Tic-tac-toe! In his 500th Golden Knights game, Jonathan Marchessault scores! It's a 1-0 Vegas lead. Marchessault's 38th of the season. What a start! Theodore, Eichel, Theodore, Marchessault, back of the cage!
Marchessault was the first player to reach that mark in a VGK sweater, and he'll look to help the team grab a win in his 501st game tonight against the Kraken. While the result wasn't on Vegas' side on Tuesday, one thing that has drastically improved lately is the team's overall health. Captain Mark Stone still remains out, but the team has gotten back the likes of Jack Eichel, Brett Howden, Alec Martinez, and William Carrier in recent weeks, getting closer to the lineup we saw last spring during the Knights' championship run. Carrier in particular has had a strong return, bringing his physicality to the fourth line and getting a goal in his second game back on Sunday versus New Jersey. After the break, Shane Knighty catches up with Will to talk his return from injury and his many off-ice talents.
Hello, I am Kerry Buboltz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
I'm here with Will Carey. Will, your team, 14 games left. You've been back for three. I guess, you know, certainly know the importance of these games, but for yourself, how are you feeling? A little stronger every game?
Yeah, I mean, starting to get the rhythm back, and, you know, our line played pretty well the last couple of games here, and, you know, got some big goals for the team. So, I like the way we're playing. I mean, it's not the outcome we wanted yesterday, but I think we deserve a lot better.
Looking at you look in terrific shape. I know sometimes when you're under the lineup, but I remember as a player, it's a little different than off-ice shape and on-ice shape. Can you kind of explain how that works? As hard as you put the work in off the ice, when you get on, it does take a little time.
Yeah, I mean, it's the speed out there, right? You think you can watch it from upstairs. You know, the game kind of looks slow when you get out there and everyone's fast, right? You know, you're trying to catch up to Point and Kucherov out there. And so you just got to get back to it. And, you know, a lot of practice helps, you know, get out there. A couple optional lately just because, you know, a lot of hockey for the boys. So you get out there and try to get your time.
Did you have time to fish when you were off? I know shoulder. I know. Can you fish with one arm?
I did. We did go to San Diego for All-Star break. So ended up going out marlin fishing, caught two of them. So it's at that point I kind of knew the shoulder was feeling pretty good. So it's kind of back 100% right now.
What do you like better? You lake or you like the ocean?
I mean, it's different. Ocean is way easier. A lot more fish, but yeah, I'll definitely go ocean. But it's tough because it gets windy out there, it gets choppy, so a lot of time you got delays for the day.
When did you get into fishing? I know for me, as my dad, my brother, and a big group of us, we did big trips up in northern Manitoba a lot of times, going up for big walleye, big northerns. For you, when did it really? Was it your dad, or is this something you got into with friends?
No, as brother, dad, I mean, we had a place up north as well, so we had a small lake there, and my dad would put me off hockey for at least 3 months every summer. So I would do that, you know, build stuff up there and work on engines and, you know, fish and, you know, do all that. So I would normally leave the wood around like mid-August to go back to school and go back to hockey. I would be the guy that showed up to training camp with zero hockey in me.
You mentioned the other thing. I find you fascinating because you have so many hobbies. You just mentioned you can do engines, you can build. Did you have did the wife have a lot of projects for you while you had time off?
Yeah. She did have a couple of lists. Ended up going a couple times out. I mean, obviously with the shoulder there, the first month was kind of quiet. You know, it was actually good to spend time with the kids around because, you know, we're on the road a lot and it was busy all. So, you know, I got to go to the park a lot more often with the kids. And, it was just good. I mean, even in the summer, you're always working out. You're always at the rink 8 hours a day. So you're not really at home. So it was good.
And I know you built your place that you go to in the summer. Do you continue to add every summer? Is there a new project?
No, there's not much. One thing I learned over the years is if you're going to do it the first time, do it well and do it properly so you don't have to, you know, put stuff down and do it again. So the first time I, you know, put everything out there, the cameras and everything's controlled on the phone and everything. So that's the place we're going to stay, you know, after I'm done. And, you know, I love going back there for the summer.
Well, that's where summertime's so much fun. You mentioned the kids. Is that really a player? When you guys are going through tough times, how good is it to go home and kind of just step away? They kind of make you forget about the game for a bit, kind of re-energize?
Yeah, I kind of try to teach that to the kids, you know, Kotz and LT and these guys. Are, you know, you're younger. I get it. You go home, all you think about is hockey. You watch hockey, you watch your clips. And sometimes it's good to just reset. You know, you go home. If you're not liking the way you're playing, you know, it changes your mind. Do something else with friends. And you come back at the rink and ready to go. I mean, we play so many games, right? You got a short memory at midnight. So you're only as good as your last game. So you got to keep bringing it.
Well, so you're a fisherman. Now I'm going to go through your team. I don't know who else is there, but who would be, if you're first, you're the best, who's the second best?
I mean, we got a lot of golfers, right?
I know, so that's why everybody asks golfers, really so I want to ask fishermen. What's the top?
I bought Wazzy fishing. Wazzy, obviously, from Valdor, way up there, he lives where we go fishing, right? So he's, I think he's pretty good. He's got some walleye. We went out some stripers fishing at Lake Mead. I mean, come Jack tries. You know, I'm sure Marchie could try, but, like, you know, it's tough. It's like
would they touch the fish?
Some guys will, someone don't. I've seen everything. Smitty was really good. Smitty would go a lot. It's like bringing my kids out there. I got to watch them. I make sure they don't fall in. Don't put a hook through their finger or anything.
Okay, handyman now. You can build everything, whether engines. Is there? So if they can't get a hold of you to fix something, who's next up on the list? And then who would be next up and who would be last?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. There's like 17 guys that are tied for last.
There's not.
I'm sure. Here we go. Wow, that'd be tough. I'm sure Wazzy could find manage around, right, and stuff and do stuff around. Marty's pretty smart. Petro's up there. Petro's gotta be. I mean, he builds some houses. So I think Petro would probably be second.
Petro second, and it's a 17 way tie for
your
last.
March at the end. You clearly see he pays for every service. So okay. I get a phone call at 2 a.m. because his alarms are going on. So yeah.
Well, thanks for this, Will. I wish you the best the rest of the way. All the best.
Thank you.
Well, the multi-talented Will Carrier there, spending some time with Shane, diving into his love of fishing, and of course some of his handyman work that he always loves to get into as well. A blessing for sure to have that many skills, but also the curse of having, as he said, Marshy and some of the guys always having him on speed dial when things go wrong around the house. I guess you gotta learn to live with it if you're Will Carrier. But going back to earlier in the interview when asked about the difference between on-ice and off-ice shape, you know, Will certainly acknowledged that it takes some time to get back into the swing of things, but that certainly didn't seem to be something that his line mates agree with, as Brett Howden and Keegan Kolesar spoke glowingly of their line mate in recent VGK radio broadcasts.
William was dogged by a lower body injury at the end of last season, and then upper body. He said to us the other day, I haven't felt this good in a long time. He looks it right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, that's not easy being off that long as he was, but a guy like him always is in good shape. You know, it's just a testament to his work. It's crazy. It doesn't even look like he's missed a beat out there. It just looks like himself, so it's pretty cool.
Keegan Wilcarrier has said that this is as good as he has felt in a long time. Now that he's a few games back, what do you see in Will?
Yeah, I mean, he looks great. Shredded. I think he might have 2% body fat on him, so you know You know he was coming back lean and fast, so at that point, just give him the rock and let him skate it in.
He's on the Lawless plan.
Exactly.
Well, good to know that even other professional athletes are a bit jealous of Will's physique there, as he already has that summer bod ready to go. Keegan Colasar in awe of the way that Will Carrier was able to come back so fast and lean, in his words, to the VGK lineup. Big thank you to Shane and Will. And after the break, we'll wrap things up on VGK Today.
Vegas! On behalf of Nagvi Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Nagvi is the word. Call 702-INJURY.
For Han Nagvi with Nagvi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Listen up! Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terrible's, deliberately different since 1959. Go to Terrible's.com for more details.
So next up for Vegas are a couple of 7:30 p.m. starts, the first coming tonight against the Seattle Kraken, and the next coming on Saturday as the Columbus Blue Jackets come to town, and we'll see if the Golden Knights can pick up some points as they look to get themselves out of a wild card spot and hopefully back into the top three in the Pacific Division. Be on the lookout for some early offense in those games, because when the Golden Knights score in the first period, if you have the McDonald's app downloaded, you can redeem free French fries of any size at your local McDonald's the next day. Jonathan Marchessault gave us all some fries with his first period goal on Tuesday, so make sure you're ready to go with the McDonald's app if the VGK get another early goal tonight. Thanks as always for tuning in to VGK Today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back each week throughout the regular season with new episodes. Stay tuned next week as the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva, joins our program. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by Circa Sports.